Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has plenty of fans nearly everywhere he goes. The now familiar Brady chant filled Azteca Stadium in Mexico City yesterday as the Patriots cruised to a 33-8 victory over the Oakland Raiders. And Brady seemed to enjoy the Mexico City crowd.
You know, to be here, like I said, and to play in a different country and, you know, to have everyone cheer and for our team, cheer for me and cheer for my teammates is incredible. So hopefully there's many more games here.
With us now from Mexico City is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah. Or should I say buenos dias?
Buenos dias. Let's start with the mood in Mexico. How much excitement was there and how do you think it affected the game?
Well, Deborah, it was a great crowd, and you might hear the announcements behind me. I'm here at the airport ready to come home. But it was a great crowd for the game. It's their one game in Mexico City, and the Patriots received such a remarkable response. They were anticipating that most of the fans would be Raider fans, as they're a very popular team here in Mexico City. But I would say it was about 50-50 in terms of Patriots fans to Raiders fans, and players talked afterwards about how much they enjoyed the experience.
So, you know, last week we spoke about the Patriots playing a complete game, and we talked about special teams. Do you think this was another example of that?
It really was, Deborah, and I think it's not just the game itself. It was the whole week. They did something very unusual this past week where they played out in Denver and they stayed in Colorado to train at the U.S. Air Force Academy, and that was partially to acclimate to the altitude. It was partially to foster more team bonding, and it was also just to limit fatigue of going back to New England and then coming down to Mexico. And that decision really paid off for the Patriots. They started fast, and they really played a complete thorough game.
So it was both the preparation and the bonding, you think?
Exactly. And really, that's a reflection on head coach Bill Belichick, who moved into third place all-time for wins by a head coach with 271, passing Tom Landry, the legendary Dallas Cowboys coach. And after the game, owner Robert Kraft acknowledged that milestone in the locker room with the players by presenting Belichick a game ball. And I was told there was an awesome response by the team to Belichick as everyone sort of acknowledged his place and the way he leads the team to the success that they've had.
You know, we mentioned Tom Brady at the outset here. He threw for 339 yards and three touchdowns. Tell us about the play of Brady here at 40 years old.
It really is remarkable that he continues to play at such a high level. One of the things that was really important to Brady in this game was that he had good protection from the offensive linemen in front of him, which gave him a lot of time to throw downfield, and the Patriots were operating without two of their starting offensive linemen. So credit would go to a couple of backups who stepped in and helped the offensive line continue to protect strongly. Ted Karras is one of those players, a center who snaps him the ball. And Brady did a great job looking downfield to speedy wide receiver Brandon Cooks. It was a good game for the deep passing game for Brady in this one.
And what stood out for defense? The Raiders were scoreless until the fourth quarter.
Well, what stood out, Deborah, was the turnovers. They were able to, you know, get the ball away from the Raiders, and probably the biggest play of the game came late in the second quarter when the Patriots had a 14-0 lead, and Marquise Flowers, a backup linebacker, punched the ball free from Raiders receiver Seth Roberts, and the Patriots recovered, and they turned that into a 62-yard field goal by Stephen Guskowski, which is a career long for him in the high altitude. And that was really a 10-point swing in the game. The Raiders were close to scoring. The Patriots took it away and turned it into 3 points of their own to go up 17-0 at the half, and then they never really looked back. So the ability to get those turnovers was critical for the defense in this game.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com, and he offers regular analysis here on WBUR. Thanks so much, Mike. Have a safe trip.
Thanks for having me, Deborah. We'll talk next week.